You're on Texas Standard Time.
Election season kicking into gear here in Texas. The latest news coming by way of the Texas Tribune, which reports Wendy Davis is back in the game, announcing a challenge to an incumbent U.S. congressman. Joining us now, Brandon Rodinghouse, political science professor at the University of Houston. Brandon, thanks for taking a few minutes out of your Monday to talk with us.
My pleasure, David.
We've been hearing rumblings about Davis's potential run for Congress for some time now. I think some people are saying several false starts here. What do you make of her decision to challenge Republican Chip Roy in House District 21?
A couple of things occurred to me. I think, number one, that Wendy Davis is still back in the mix after the debacle that was the 2014 election shows that progressive politics have a place in the Democratic Party in Texas. That is definitely a change from where things were even in 2014. So I think that was one big element. And I think it also suggests that although the Democrats have gotten a raft of new quality candidates, they still need people to step up in these big races. And although Wendy Davis didn't do so well in the 2014 governor's race, she definitely is a known quantity and is going to be a shining star for the party in Texas.
I don't know how much the geographics here matter, but I think of Wendy Davis as someone, I mean, when she was serving in the Texas State House, she represented a district up around Dallas-Fort Worth. Now she is running for this District 21, which used to be held by Lamar Smith before Chip Roy. I'm just curious. I mean, the change in geography there, does she have a constituency, a natural constituency?
That's a really great point. It's not a natural fit for her, but she's definitely made a community out of where she's lived. And also it suggests that this is part of a larger trend happening in Texas, but also elsewhere, and that is the nationalization of campaigns. So although she's not from there in the same way that she was from Fort Worth, this is a national campaign, and I think we're going to see the politics reflect that.
A national campaign. You expect that she will be bringing in money from outside Texas?
I think there's going to be a lot of money from outside Texas. Looking back at her 2014 race, she raised less than a quarter, but just about a quarter of her money from outside the state. Remember when she ran, it was like house of fire on one issue, and that was abortion. So that was something that really generated a lot of enthusiasm among Democrats outside Texas, but also inside Texas. So we're going to see a lot of that money come in. And Chip Roy is going to be a fairly vulnerable member. He has made some enemies in Congress. He has said some things I think a lot of Democrats are going to try to rally against. And so he's going to have a big target, and that's going to draw a lot of attention. In fact, Wendy Davis is having a fundraiser with a bunch of members, including Nancy Pelosi.
Oh.
So I think we're going to see that continue.
Some of the 2020 Texas races, you think about the one for Republican John Cornyn's Senate seat, starting to get a little crowded. You think this is going to happen with Roy's seat as well? I mean, you mentioned that he may be vulnerable for some of the things that he said as congressman.
It very well might. I mean, the fact that Wendy Davis is going to jump in, I think, shows that this is a race that the Democrats have calculated as winnable. That's not always the case in congressional elections that tend to be dominated by incumbents. But she's not your ordinary challenger. I mean, she's somebody who's had a lot of experience in the realm. She raised a load of money in 2014, almost outraising Greg Abbott, who himself is a prodigious fundraiser. So this is definitely a signal that this is a race that the Democrats think that they can win. So that's one indication. I don't know if we'll see more people. This is certainly a kind of big step for that district. And I don't know that anybody would want to come into the race with Wendy Davis in the race.
What exactly does Wendy Davis bring to the table? I mean, I think a lot of her critics thought she was not a particularly dynamic campaigner during that gubernatorial race.
Yeah, I think name ID is one thing. People know who she is. I think fundraising is another. You know, she raised a big money at a time where it wasn't as easy to raise money in small amounts like it is now for progressive candidates. So organizations like Act Blue serve as a kind of signal boost. So she's going to put a lot of money out there. And she was the stalwart for a major issue, and that's abortion rights. And that's going to be centerpiece with health care as something Democrats think is going to be the big issue.
Brandon Rodinghouse, political science professor, University of Houston. Brandon, good to talk with you again. Thanks so much.
You too, David. Thanks.